Good morning. You are listening to Green Scene on WFVR 96.5 on the FM dial and streaming on the web, WFVR.org. I'm Henry Swayze, and once again, I am solo with Todd off testing out the rolling efficiency of steel wheels on steel rails. Pretty amazing. Trains and ships move weight more efficiently through or over space than any other mode of transportation. So we have a busy day, as usual, and we're going to do a deep dive into the relationship between food, nutrition, health, and climate, all wrapped up into one ball. And Dan Kittredge of the BioNutrient Association will be telling us about their research that they have been doing for more than 5 years now with some pretty fascinating results. So see if I have what I need here. I am looking to give you a bird note. But you're not getting it. Apologize for my lack of board expertise. I've had this Let's try a low class system. We'll go back and listen to this over my microphone instead of over the connection. So this is about precision flying. How flocks can do that, how they can turn and pivot on themselves the way they are to do.
One of nature's enthralling spectacles is a flock of thousands of shorebirds flying wingtip to wingtip. The huge flock seems to act like a single organism, rolling and twisting in exquisite patterns. To better understand how these shorebird flocks operate, scientists analyzed videos of them in flight. Surprisingly, they found that flocks use a combination of two well-known organizational patterns. One is a cluster, lots of shorebirds flying together in a loose, three-dimensional cloud. It's a marvel of precise action that allows the birds to confuse predators and to avoid colliding with one another. The second kind of pattern is a basic V formation, where smaller groups of birds within the flock sync up in V shapes, like migrating geese. The V formation has a different purpose, to make flight more efficient, as birds in formation ride off the lift created by birds ahead of them. The compound pattern combines the advantages of the cluster and the V formation to improve both predator avoidance and aerodynamic efficiency. Head to birdnote.org to see videos of huge shorebird flocks in action. I'm Mary McCann. BirdNote gives you the sounds of birds every day, and you get the sights as well when you follow us on Instagram at BirdNote Radio.
Okay. Well, Todd came to my rescue, maybe. He told me that there has been a change in the labeling of two of the plug-in inputs. So we will experiment with that when we come to give you a little piece of music. So I want to just flag one more thing from the grand natural world before we move on, and we're going to get Dan Kittredge to join us directly because he has a lot to tell us about. So he's going to take up the majority of this show. And what I wanted to say is that there's a very interesting video that I have or will post on our link on the website. And it's about 45 minutes, but the first 5 minutes of it is all about the view from the Webb telescopes, and they are beautiful. And if you don't want to get into the science of what's been happening out there, it's well worth just enjoying the visuals that are pulled up in that video. This is someone who is has a regular blog and does or instigated a star photo or a photo of from outer space every day. So there's a day-long blog with scientific commentary if you want to tune into that. But the Webb telescope has has found things that weren't as predicted. And so once you get through those pretty picture sections, you'll find out about things like that there is well-developed galaxies way too early for our theoretical model of how the universe after the Big Bang started, and that there are building blocks of life now detected on many planets, both within our galaxy and outside of our galaxy, and going into the early universe when perhaps they wouldn't have been predicted to be there. So fascinating stuff from kind of the marvelous question that continues to haunt me, and I think most people, is, are we alone out here? So that's a link up on our website and well worth chasing. So here we go. I'm going to see whether channel 6 and channel 3 have been reversed, and play you a little music while I get our guest. Oopsies. Success. I like it.
Raised up, sailing on the water with the two moons. Two moons, I got a tree up above, a tree down below. in the middle, singing this tune, and it is too good to be true. It's all the shades of blue I'm singing for you, Mississippi Serenade. I'm gonna ease down in the cool water from the cool kiss, the kiss of the air. I'm gonna cry like a fish, talk like a bush. When the breeze blows, it's all far away somewhere. And I will be back soon. My old pal, the moon, will be dancing to Mississippi Serenade. Sometimes it goes la-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Sometimes it goes hey, 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 hey. Sometimes I sing it all night. Sometimes it just fades for some sweet romance, and the kids want to make a peace. If they do, you sing them all to sleep with her. Just use the Mississippi Serenade. Up above and a tree down below, and in the middle I'm singing this tune, and it's too good to be true. It's all the shades of blue I'm singing for you in Mississippi Serenade. Yes, it's too good to be true. It's all the shades of blue, it's just Mississippi Serenade. Well, it's too good to be true.
Listen to this as well.
Come along, my dear. The time is growing near. We'll have to walk down where the field is overgrown. Consumption has claimed his life, and we dare not miss the sight of the train carrying Jimmy Rogers home. Almost lost our spirits too. Yeah, but it's the strangest thing when we heard that man sing. Oh, we knew somehow we'd make it through. I can hear that whistle blow. That old train is rolling slow. Sounds like it's crying for the singing brakeman too. Back to the sunny south he'll go, and he'll never roam no more. Here's the train, oh hold me close, oh sweetheart, do.